Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Hollywood is at it again. Never one to pass up a chance on non-original programming, the latest trend is reboots of old television series. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about the former trend of turning old TV shows into movies, like The Brady Bunch, The Flintstones, The A-Team, The Addams Family, 21 Jump Street, and legions more. No, this is specifically raiding the idea vaults of classic television shows and rebooting them. I saw this coming. You probably did too, when NBC hatched the notion for a Will and Grace resurrection and has now done so to great rating success, you just knew the tidal wave was imminent. Well, get ready. Already, CBS has announced a commitment for 13 episodes of Murphy Brown, the venerable newsroom sitcom that starred Candace Bergen and an ensemble cast. Bergen has agreed to reprise her role for the show. We also found out last year that ABC's longtime stalwart, Roseanne, would be coming back this year with the entire original cast. There are already signs of this happening. The nighttime soap Dallas came back to television several years ago before being canceled. Its genre soulmate, Dynasty, was revived last year on the CW as well. And in fact, an assembly line of reboots have been ladled out to the masses in recent years, like The Odd Couple, Hawaii Five-0, The Gong Show, Love Connection, Twin Peaks, and even The Tick. But aside from Twin Peaks, the difference on this most recent round of reboots is that the original cast have been returning, along with the show's premise. That's new. Some other reboots you may have already heard about that are in development: Greatest American Hero, The Jetsons, The Magic School Bus, Miami Vice, The Munsters, and The Joker's Wild. None will star the original cast. A Charmed reprisal has been heralded by fans of that former series, but still no word on if the first cast members will return. And just this week, it was announced that Magnum P.I. and Cagney and Lacey would be making a comeback, but again, with new actors in the leading roles. Honestly, I'm torn about this trend. It certainly perpetuates the notion that Hollywood is unable to conceive of anything new to put in front of the masses. However, if it means there's a chance that maybe one day shows like Frasier, Firefly, and NYPD Blue have a chance to pick up where they left off, I'm in. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.